Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Let me start out this morning by saying I have never driven a snowplow ever in my life. I haven't done it. But, wow, what a stark difference, I have to tell you, in St. Louis County roads compared to St. Charles County and the city. Can I just point that out? I took pictures of it this morning. I'm sorry. Go ahead and ticket me now. The on-ramps are all covered in snow. The secondary roads, the outer roads along 40 when you get in St. Louis County, all covered in snow. The highway from the river in out of St. Charles County all the way to Vandeventer is one lane clear, mostly. For most of that stretch of highway, there's one lane clear. And in St. Charles County, there were at least two. And when I got to the city, there were three lanes clear all the way down to the river. What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know. I've actually driven a snowplow, believe it or not.
Have you really?
I really have.
I haven't.
It is very difficult, I feel, for them to navigate all of that. Obviously, we had a lot of snowfall, and it kept falling, so you're trying to play catch up.
Right.
But I've been a little disappointed. Obviously, this is my first time out this morning on my way to work. And I was just disappointed. Plows were out in my neighborhood, actually. As I was leaving for work, there was a plow finally clearing our street. But I expected maybe a little bit more, to be honest.
Carl Middleman, welcome back. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. So when the plows in the city, first of all, isn't MoDOT statewide?
Yes.
MoDOT is statewide. They have different regions around the state.
Okay.
Yes.
So then why is it different? Why is it different than in those three areas?
But St. Louis County also has its own road crews.
Okay.
So I don't
know. MoDOT's responsible for their streets, which are the highways.
And the highways
and the named
St.
streets.
St. Louis County takes
like
care
Lindbergh
of the secondaries.
Right.
I don't know what the difference is, but there's a difference. And here's the deal. It was a significant snowfall. I'm not playing that down. There was ice. There was all that stuff. But why did some people do it so much better? Andy Banker from Fox 2 did a story yesterday. I've got a clip of it here.
It was
in fact
fantastic.
Well, if you drive, you
well,
just
no,
showing
it,
the
it
difference
was horrible, but it
showing
was
showing the
great
difference
story
between the roads in southern Illinois, the highways, and the highways in St. Louis County and Missouri. Just
and
a
the roads
stark difference. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you though, 364 was not great in St. Charles County.
And also, okay, so I live in the city. I live by Ted Drews and Bishop DeBerg High School. The plows went down Hampton, and Hampton was beautiful. But, of course, everyone lives off of Hampton.
Yeah.
And so when you're trying to get from a side street to Hampton, that's where everyone gets stuck.
Sure.
So that was fun.
But they've never done the side streets in the city.
Well, that's true.
Because they can't get the snow plows down through there because people park on each side of the road.
And that was also funny to see the lone one or two cars that are on the main thoroughfares that the plows just.
I got to be honest with you. I know we have a lot of people who listen in the morning, who some of whom may work for MoDOT. I don't know, but I would beg you to just send me your thoughts, either on social media here on the Facebook page or even email them to me down here, so that I can get some glimpse into what the difference could possibly be between the roads in St. Louis County. I mean, there were yesterday afternoon, Chesterfield had to close the on-ramp from the Chesterfield Parkway to Highway 40 going west because there were so many cars in the ditch, because that road looked like it hadn't been touched by a plow. This is an on-ramp to a major highway. Why? Is there just a shortage of people?
I saw video
of Scam Page, sitting in a truck like he was going to drive it. Are they that short of drivers
that we have to use a
medical doctor to drive trucks?
That's a photo op.
Well, seriously, there's like got to be a reason.
Can people still call it, or send the message on the Odyssey app?
They can.
Because that would be a great way.
Yeah.
Go to the Odyssey app and hit, what's the button? I'm trying
to
remember.
It's just a record button. It's just a microphone button,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, wait the 3 seconds for it to start and then leave us a message and tell us
what it's like around
your
name.
Your house.
Yeah, you don't have to use your name. Just tell us your experience. And if you're a driver of one of these trucks, tell me what the difference is. I'd love to know. I'm trying desperately not to be critical, but I'll post up the pictures here of that I took this morning of the difference between the city when I hit it there at Vandeventer on 40 and the rest of Highway 40 from the river, from the Missouri River all the way to Vandeventer. It was down to one lane. And I just don't know I don't understand the difference. If it's all MoDOT that's scraping it, did they just discriminate against St. Louis County? I don't know. Like yesterday, Carl, when Ethan was on his way in, mm-hmm. he had to get on 55. He said it looked like 55 potentially hadn't been touched. There might have been one lane where a snowplow had gone up through there at some point.
And the problem with 55 is all that construction that's going on every 3 miles. So.
I don't know. I don't claim to have all the answers. I do have a set of eyes and a brain, as Hillary Clinton once said. And I can see what I was driving on this morning. And I felt bad for Kim because I knew it was going to be her first day out on the roads. And it's still a little bit of a mess out there in places, for sure. I could see Olive as I went by. Olive appeared to only have one lane in each direction. And 141 wasn't a whole lot better as I could see in each direction. So what in the world is going on? I would love to know. 314-241-9797. If you call us, I'll take your call on it this morning because I don't understand it. A little later, we're going to talk to the folks from the American Petroleum Institute because when I found out about Joe Biden suddenly trying to ban offshore drilling as he's heading out the door because he thinks he's going to stick it to Trump somehow, it was all I could take. So we reached out to API to see what they know about this ban and whether or not it's easily reversible by the Trump administration when he gets sworn in on the 20th. I'd love to know that. We're going to get him on a little later in the 8 o'clock hour. John Lamping, next hour, we'll talk about Mike Kehoe's administration. We've talked a lot about Donald Trump's appointees, not so much about Governor Kehoe. Lamping says he's got some clear thoughts on who the people are that Mike Kehoe has picked for his administration. All that coming up right now, Carl. Welcome back, and let's get to the shortlist.
Sure. The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This is truly a global realignment of putting the sovereign nation first. And I think we have President Donald Trump to thank for that.
Oh, yeah, we do. Absolutely, we do. Putting America first. Wait a minute. Isn't that MAGA? Isn't that what she said?
Democrats lost the election. Nobody's arguing that. I mean, that's what the argument was 4 years ago when Donald Trump was filing lawsuits and they were raiding the White House. What we are saying, though, is that prices are going down.
But prices are going down. What are you talking about? Have they really dropped? Where? I haven't seen it.
I just remember after January 6th, you had someone like Mitch McConnell placing the blame on January 6th where it belonged, squarely on Donald Trump's shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then you started seeing people backtrack that.
The Democrats couldn't stand it yesterday. It was the January 6th anniversary of the most atrocious thing in the whole history of the world. The insurrection that never happened. And still spewing the lies about January 6th.
St. Louis police are investigating a robbery.
The victim says who he thought was a good Samaritan helped free his car from the snow. That same person tried to steal his car.
Oh, it's the most St. Louis story of all time. Guy gets out, helps a guy out of a ditch, and then parks his truck and robs him. Waits for him to park, and then robs him at gunpoint.
But what was weird was that the story said that the guy who was getting robbed handed over the keys to him, but the vehicle wasn't taken.
He went inside.
What happened?
He went inside to call 911, came back, and his car was still there. So basically, the guy helped him get his car out and stole the guy's keys. And that's it.
Well, for all we know, he got in the car, looked at the guy's registration, and figured out where his home was and was going to rob it. I mean, you don't know what all he got out of the car.
Seems
or
like
maybe
a lot
he
of work.
Decided that since I had to help that guy get out of a ditch, the last thing I need to do is be in that car on a day like today. That's probably what happened. He's like, oh, wait a minute. On second thought,
I'm going to get stuck if I try,
to steal this car. I'm going to be the one in the ditch.
Well, it was just weird that the guy was in an SUV. So
he
clearly didn't need a vehicle, and thus that one wasn't working. But it must have, because he used it to push the other guy out.
We've all had bad days where you just feel like robbing someone.
Well, I get it. I feel that way a lot, but I do tend to stop myself from actually carrying it out.
And so did that guy.
He did.
Well,
ultimately, he decided,
you're right.
You know what? I'm just going to toss these keys in that snowbank over there and get the hell out of here. I don't really want to go to jail.
Well, he still could, because he still robbed a guy. He still held a gun to his head.
Oh, my gosh. We got so much stuff to get to. We got Kim on a Whim coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get be back right after our national anthem, which is
Prashard Owens.
Today was certainly a bittersweet day, and candidly, I'm bitter. I mean, I'm bitter that a higher political price wasn't paid for what Donald Trump did on January 6th. Something is broken, and we need to acknowledge that.
Oh, poor Claire Bear. Something is broken. I can't believe nobody paid a higher price for January 6th. I'm just so done with these lefties. They spent the last 4 years persecuting people who showed up to a rally in the nation's capital because they had questions about the outcome of the 2020 election. That's the most American thing ever. In foreign countries, you get arrested or shot if you do that. Not in America. You're allowed to go express your opinion. I was there with 250,000 people who showed up in the nation's capital to do that, and the Democrats were scared to death by it. They didn't want the outcome of that election questioned, and they decided to persecute anybody who made the mistake of going into the Capitol that day, because a lot of people made the mistake. They got caught up in the moment, and once the doors were open, they walked in like tourists and were taking pictures. There's plenty of evidence of that. There's plenty of pictures of people doing that. And they want you to believe that all 250,000 people that went there were criminals. And it's such garbage. I'm so sick of it from people like Claire McCaskill, who is simply trying to keep her job as a talking head on MSDNC. You can't rewrite history. I was there. I witnessed it. I've never endorsed the people that broke into the Capitol. Anybody that committed violence that day against a police officer deserves whatever prosecution they get. But if all you did was walk into the door after somebody else opened it and you walked right back out, you don't deserve 2 years in jail for that. It's the most ridiculous overreaction in the history of the world. We know, so we're going to find out so much more about what they knew when Kash Patel takes over the FBI, and probably how many FBI agents were in the audience that day, in the crowd. They had plenty of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen that day. Now, back to the other point. Chuck Schumer had the audacity, along with several other Democrats, to come out yesterday and claim that Democrats, so did Kamala Harris, respect the rule of law. And they don't do what Republicans did, like challenge the outcome of elections. Just listen to a little bit of what is a 24-minute clip of election denial on the part of Democrats. Listen.
That was an example to our Republican colleagues. We are not election deniers. We lost the election. We regret it. But we believe in the strength of our democracy.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Ooh, that sounds like Hillary Clinton. Wait a minute, it was.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's real
what I'm
thing.
Scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
Anyway, this goes. There's a 24-minute clip edited together of Democrats denying election outcomes. I'm certain Stacey Abrams is in there somewhere. But it's the Republicans who, according to Sonny Hostin yesterday, committed atrocities worse than slavery with what happened 4 years ago on January 6th. It was the worst thing ever. And they overlooked the fact that in the 1980s, the Democrats set off a bomb in the nation's Capitol building, and Bill Clinton pardoned the woman who did it. And today she works with BLM. So we're not buying the crap that you're selling. And we're going to continue to point it out every single day right here on this program, because I happen to have been there on January 6th. I'll say it again. I reported live for this radio station that entire day. I did reports for my show. I did reports for Andy's show live in the middle of all of this. I did reports for our sister station down the hall on KMOX from the ground that day. One person was killed on January 6th. Her name was Ashley Babbitt. She was a Trump supporter and a veteran. And she didn't deserve to die for what happened that day. And the guy that did it faced zero consequences. And we'll continue to push that truth. When they lie repeatedly and look into the camera and claim six police officers lost their lives that day, it's garbage. It's garbage, and we're not going to stand for it here on this program. I can tell you that for sure. All right, coming up, we will get to Kim on a Whim. We'll be back right after this.
Kim on a Whim.
Years ago, I sold my company, Braintree Venmo, for $800 million. I've been spending those millions trying to reduce my speed of aging, and I just achieved a personal best, 0.64. That roughly means that for every 12 months that pass, I only age for 7.6 months.
Have you heard about this guy out of California?
It seems vaguely familiar, but what a nut job.
45-year-old Brian Johnson, and he talks about how he's spending millions of dollars to de-age himself. $2 million per year is what he's spending on doing this.
Does he just have plastic surgery once a month? Well, what's he doing
this
exactly?
This is wild. So, for example, his room has this expensive air filter. He apparently routinely scores in the 99th percentile in sleep quality. He has something that blocks out blue light for 2 hours prior to going to bed. Goes to bed at the exact same time in the morning. Alarm goes off at 5 a.m. He takes 24 supplements, exercises for an hour. Very specific about what he eats. Like, for example, listen to him talking about some of the food that he eats and how he determines what to eat.
Lentils, vegetables, berries, nuts, seeds, extra virgin olive oil. Avoid sugar, processed foods, fried foods, additives, and ingredients which you can't read the words.
Yeah, most of us obviously know to avoid those things, but he takes it to the extreme level. He's even doing... He's getting plasma infusions from his 17-year-old son
That's where I heard about this guy.
Yeah, this is where I think a lot of people draw the line. He basically wants to prove that you could live until you're 200 years old. He wants to have the organs, the body of like an 18-year-old. Keep in mind, this is a guy who's 45 years
old. If he's only saving 4 months a year, how's he going to live to 200?
Fantastic question. It says he has monthly procedures to monitor his organs. These include blood tests, ultrasounds, MRIs, colonoscopies, and more. He's undergone dozens of medical procedures to date. He measures his vital signs several times each day, and then he fine-tunes his program based on those results.
You know, this is going to be the guy that's walking down the street looking at his watch to monitor his vital organs, he's going to get hit by a truck.
Yeah, after all this work
after
that he's putting
into.
After all
that waste of money, that's what's going to happen to him. Meanwhile, I'll be safe because I'll be inside of the corner pub having a beer.
You know, a lot of companies have made a fortune off de-aging stuff, like the creams that they sell women on in particular. I think some men are very interested in it, too, clearly. But, you know, oh, this is going to help with those fine wrinkles and everything. And I get that to an extent. But doesn't it seem like we've taken it way too far as a society? We've swung the pendulum just way too far. Doing,
I mean, seriously,
is it worth it that much? I understand exercising. I understand eating healthy, all the things. Some of the things he's doing, I could get on board with. But what this guy, the length that this guy is going to try to de-age himself and really just kind of prove a point, it seems like, is just ridiculous.
It's just a first world problem. It is. I look at pictures of my great-grandparents and my grandparents from the early 1900s and, you know, no makeup, hair pulled back in a bun for my grandmother. My grandpa looked like he just walked out of the field working. I think my grandfather smoked. I don't think my grandmother ever did. They aged naturally. They didn't worry about any of this stuff. And my grandmother lived to 86 years old. My grandfather died sooner of a stroke. For all I know, that was his. Maybe he had inherited high cholesterol or something. A hardening of the arteries, which there's not much you can do about that. High blood pressure, I should say. I don't know what caused it. But the fact that this guy can spend $2 million and thinks he's going to extend his life is a first world problem. When you're worried about where your next meal's coming from, you don't have time to worry about crap like that.
Oh, I know. His blood work reveals he has the heart of a 37-year-old, the skin of a 28-year-old, and the fitness of an 18-year-old. He says that the efforts are less about a fear of death and aging and more about innovation. He wants to prove that age-related decay of the body, that sounds nice, is not an inevitable consequence.
What's he selling? Is he selling anything? Has he written a book?
He does a lot of stuff on social media talking about what he's doing.
He's
like
a
motivational
speaker.
His diet includes just shy of 2,000 vegan-only calories each day. It's often in liquid and semi-liquid form. That sounds disgusting. This just boggles my mind. Is this where we're going? They are looking at trying to, you know, create something out of this. So he calls this whole thing Project Blueprint. Maybe you've seen that, where he eventually wants to sell some type of anti-aging program. So I don't think anything is available yet, but it sounds like it's in the works, where users could spend a baseline of about $27,000 per year, including food costs. And in theory, the whole idea is it will get them, you know, it'll slow the aging process for them, but they'd have to get all these routine tests done, kind of like he does, to make sure that it's effective. Why can't we all just age and be okay with it?
I don't know.
Take small steps.
I mean, I can see the, you know, regular exercise argument. I can see my wife's argument that, you know, you can't eat like you're 12 anymore. When she sees me pouring the Captain Crunch out of the cereal box into my cereal on occasion, or whatever cereal happens, if I'm hungry and it's breakfast time and there's cereal in our pantry, there's a good chance I'm eating some of it. If it happens to be something my daughter bought, then it's not going to be Life. It's not going to be granola.
Rice Chex.
It's going to be Captain Crunch or something like that.
Breakfast and is good for lunch too.
Count Chocula. I'm eating me some Count Chocula. I see the logic in that. But this guy's just carrying it to an extreme.
But isn't that the case with so many things in life now, is people carry it to the extreme? We can't just be kind of middle of the road. It seems like you have to take one or the other, like, again, on the extreme side of things. Why can't we just be normal,
like,
guys?
The U.S. Surgeon General who came out and claimed that if you drink any alcohol, increasing your chance of getting cancer if you drink any alcohol, and the stocks of some major liquor companies dropped on that news. I mean, that was breaking news. Have you walked into a bar where people go 5 days a week and looked at the people sitting at the bar? You can tell they're not the healthiest people in the world. This was not breaking news.
It's like the studies that say, you know, researchers find more sleep is better for your health. Oh, okay. Really? How much did you spend on that ridiculous study that we all should have known? Did not require you to do some study on that.
I heard that friendly children statistically have more friends.
I heard that, too. Did That's so that? Funny. I did hear that. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Not everybody has the right car seat.
I didn't know that.
This ties in with what we were talking about for Kim on a Whim yesterday, which is not that this is a jingle, but it's those dang commercials that get stuck in your head that are effective because you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
I wonder what RFK Jr. would think about this guy's efforts, because obviously he really cares about his health.
I think you're right.
The chemicals. But I think RFK Jr., I don't know his whole routine, but he's ripped. I would think he's the kind of guy where I'm like, okay, you are at a healthy level of caring. You work out, you eat well, you care about the ingredients in your food. You know,
he must not be married or have like any children responsibilities. He's 70 years old, isn't he? Isn't RFK Jr. 70?
He's married to Cheryl Hines, the actress who played Larry David's wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But isn't he set like 70?
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
I think she's
and
wife
independently
numbers.
Wealthy.
Yes, he is.
So he doesn't have to worry about working for a living.
He'll turn 71,
which makes
by the
all
way,
of that a lot easier.
Weeks.
If you've got $2 million a year to blow on trying to keep yourself healthy.
He's a Kennedy.
Yeah, he's a Kennedy.
He got money.
And he got money from his grandfather bootlegging scotch over here during Prohibition.
And
let's just talk about where their money came.
I mean, war profiteering after that.
I'm not angry at the Kennedys, but, you know, if RFK was on this bandwagon, that's what I might point out. And he is sort of, but this guy just carries it to the extreme. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, I would hope everyone would agree on that. I mean, who wants, even if you had that money to spend on it because he sold his company to eBay for $800 million back in 2013. Who wants to spend $2 million every year on that? There are so many other things I would like to spend my money on.
Like if you watched the Golden Globes the other night and you looked at Demi Moore and realized that she looks younger now than she did when she shot Ghost all those years ago, you know something's going on there. That is not the natural aging process.
Did you see that Nikki Glaser said that the Golden Globes was Ozempic's biggest night?
I'm sure.
This Golden Globe sponsored by Ozempic. I mean, how many of those stars seriously are on Ozempic?
Just from the clips I heard, I thought Nikki Glaser did a great job as the hometown girl there doing well.
She looked beautiful.
She looked beautiful, and she did a great job.
Who's the actress who played Molly Brown on Titanic? Molly Brown? The unsinkable Molly Brown on Titanic?
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, thank you. Well, I think Kathy Bates...
She lost 100 pounds.
And I'm pretty sure it was from Ozempic, and people were apparently concerned when they saw her at the awards.
Because she was so gaunt.
She was so
Well, she's always carried
tiny.
A little extra weight.
But she's on Matlock now. She's the new Matlock.
Yes.
On CBS.
Which makes perfect sense, because he was an old gray-headed guy.
I don't watch it.
Andy Griffith.
I am not in that demo.
Yeah. All right. Good point there, Kim. It's going to make me think twice before I eat that ho-ho here in one
put
of the
down
breaks this morning.
The dino nuggets,
put down
Mark.
The ho-ho.
You have ho-hos? Yes.
I don't.
No.
I
do
did
they
see
sell?
A,
Wait, do they sell
I did,
ho-hos?
I did see a moon pie in there in Wiggins' office, so I might have to break
and
into that box.
And he's out all week.
I know.
Remember they tried to take Twinkies off
break
the shelves?
Into that box.
Well, it's because Hostess went bankrupt.
Yeah. But they brought them back because people freaked out, right?
Because someone bought Hostess.
But they did bring the Twinkie back.
Yes.
Okay.
And ho-hos and cupcakes.
Clearly, Americans,
Singers.
We have to have our ho-hos and our Twinkies.
Yes, we do. Hey,
now
speaking
hungry,
of actors,
Kim.
Remember John Cryer? What's the last thing we saw John Cryer in?
Well, Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half
then,
Men.
And then he also played Lex Luthor.
Yeah, well, he's completely gone off the deep end. We're going to get to that when we come back. So, Carl, you're telling me that the drummer of Rush, one Neil Peart, has been gone 5 years?
5 years ago today.
Wow. I did see a post yesterday that Geddy Lee had announced that Rush was going to go on tour again.
Ooh.
Or make music again.
I could see that. Except Neil Peart wrote all the lyrics or the music, one of them?
I don't know.
But he had a brain tumor, died at the age of 67 5 years ago.
I just posted, just for reference, if you're on the Facebook page, go to the top of my page. You'll be able to see this too, Kim. I just posted it. These are the images I took this morning while violating the law of my drive into work.
Touching your
technically
phone?
I was touching my phone. But I needed to show the difference here. And I put font at the top of each of these so you can see the difference between the on-ramp to 40 there in St. Charles County where I get on the highway, completely snow-covered. St. Louis County, as I drove from the Missouri River all the way to Vandeventer, which is the city limits there, is basically one open lane. That's the one in the middle. That was my drive this morning, just an hour ago. And then the last picture is the image once you get past Vandeventer into the city when all three lanes are completely clear. I mean, the difference is striking. So my question is still the same. How is this a thing 24 hours after the last snow fell? Excuse me. Why are the city roads that much better than the county roads? And the secondary roads in St. Louis County are still awful. And St. Charles County, for that matter. I mean, there was one lane clear there as I was coming down 94 to get to 40 this morning. But it's still, if you're out today and you don't have a four-wheel drive, you're going to be in a little bit of a mess. Now, St. Charles County had two lanes open on 40 until you got to the St. Louis County line. When you crossed the bridge into St. Louis County, you're suddenly down to one lane clear. What's the difference? If MoDOT is the one working on all three of those pieces of highway, how is that a thing? I'll wait for your answer. I don't know. I'm begging people to... I'm begging people to comment on the post here, or call us, or leave us a message there. If you're on the Odyssey app, give me your thoughts on it. I would love to know. Yeah, maybe you're one of these drivers, and maybe the answer is, well, we just don't have enough crews. If that's the answer, I understand that. My question would be to Sam Page: why weren't you better prepared? To MoDOT: why weren't you better prepared? Why is it taking? What was so unique about this storm that in some places the roads are clear and in other places they're not?
I saw quite a few plows out and about when I was driving into work this morning, but it's always funny to me when you see a plow and it's not actually doing anything. It's just driving on the interstate, but it's driving on a snow-covered road. And I get that maybe they have a specific assignment or they're supposed to be going somewhere specific, like I've just mentioned, to plow. But why not just clear that as you're going, right?
Right. Well, I'd venture to say that if your child was off school yesterday and your child is off school again today, they're probably going to be off school again tomorrow. Because I don't know in one day if they can clear enough of the secondary roads to safely get buses in and out of neighborhoods, or for the kids that drive that are in high school, are their parents going to be comfortable turning them loose in a 3,000-pound metal wrecking ball and letting them try to drive in this if they're not used to it?
Well, and a lot of the streets now are snowpacked. The snow has been packed down,
yeah,
and now it's like a little sheet of ice.
Yeah, that's true. I'm watching some video here on Channel 4 this morning of them driving around and showing the difference between some of the city roads and some of the county roads. It's a mess out there. Anyway, I just posted that up on the Facebook page. You want to take a look at those photos. Coming back here in the next hour, I'll play that bite for you from John Cryer on why he thinks Donald Trump won the election. And I'm sure you'll be shocked at his answer. We're going to get to it right after the break. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.